Hi. It's me. I wanted to tell you about something, but I don't know. I guess I'm just a little shy to tell you in person, which is why I made an audio instead, because you know how I get so shy even around my boyfriend, and I'm still feeling a little shy because this is kind of a big deal what I'm going to tell you, and I figured it would just I guess be easier if I did it through, you know, audio, and I don't have to look you in the face. But okay, so I don't know how else to say this except for just coming out with it. I want you to cheat on me. I want you to cheat on your girlfriend, me. And I know that sounds crazy, but hear me out. I am so inferior to other women. Like, you could have any woman you wanted, and I just feel like it shouldn't be me that keeps you from doing it. And this isn't, you know, a joke or a prank or anything. I'm being serious about this. I want you to cheat on me. I still want to be your girlfriend. I'm not breaking up with you. I know that we share a special kind of love, and I don't want that to change, but I know I'm boring in bed. I can't help it. I don't know how to be sexy. I hate my disgusting tits. That's why I never like to fuck, you know, with the lights on. I don't want you to see, like, my deflated tits. I feel like my body is terrible. I hate the way my pussy looks. You know, I've seen porn. I know what pussy should look like, and mine doesn't look that way. I know I have an issue with getting, like, wet enough. I feel like I probably also don't even have a tight hole. I don't ever want to do anal. I suck at sucking dick. I'm terrible in bed. I mean, I feel blessed and lucky that you're even still with me, because you are... you're everything. You're just such a handsome man. You're so good in bed. I mean, I've had sex with other men, of course, but you deserve better than me. And I want you to have better than me. I want you to have sex with a gorgeous woman, like, way prettier than me. I want you to be able to look down and see her gorgeous face making sexy, you know, looks on her face as you make her feel good. And then look down and also see full perky tits bouncing and being thankful that I want you to cheat on me. I want you to feel pussy that's tighter than mine. I want you to feel, you know, women that get so damn wet from men fucking them. And then I didn't even bring up my flat ass. You deserve so much better than my flat ass. I want you to fuck a woman that has just a fat, gorgeous ass that bounces against you, claps in the sexiest way. I want a woman to deep throat you. I want her to choke on your cock willingly because that's what you deserve. You're a real man. You deserve tight, experienced holes. And I can't give that to you. I'm worthless in bed. I'm a fucking disgrace. I'm disgusting. No one in this world wants to fuck me. So that's why you must cheat on me. And I'll leave it up to you. You can fuck them in front of me. I would love that. I'd love to see you in the throes of real sex. You can fuck them behind my back. You can literally cheat on me. I won't care. It's whatever you want. Because I just want to be a good, submissive slut for you. I want you to have everything. I want you to lick and eat out pussy. That's worth it. Because I bet my pussy tastes terrible. I bet it does. It's disgusting. And you've always been good at trying to always do that for me, but fuck that. We're not doing that anymore. I don't want you to lick my disgusting cunt. I want you to lick and eat out a cunt that is heavenly. I want you to come home and I actually want to smell pussy on your mouth because that means that I know that you've been served the way you should be served. And I know I said I'm a terrible cocksucker. I mean, there's plenty of faggots that suck cock better than me. Even men do. But if we agree to do this, I'm even fine with you coming home and you fucking raping my mouth so that I can taste other women's cunts that have been soaking on your cock, reminding me of my place, that the only reason I would ever get your cock is if I'm cleaning it up for you. And you know I'm not bisexual in any way, like pussy grosses me out, but I would suck your cream pie out of another woman that's way more sexier than me. I would suck it out like I'm starving because I would know that that meant that you got what you deserved. You got to come inside a woman that deserves your cock, not my filthy, disgusting cunt. I want to forget what cock feels like. No cock belongs inside of me. I'm just a worthless fucking cunt. I'm a worthless woman. I'm not even a woman. I'm barely a woman. I mean, you heard me when I started this audio. I was just fucking like tripping over myself because I'm worthless. I have no value. And I know that it's going to hurt me to know that you're enjoying women better than me. But I will sit there and I will cry through you fucking other women and feel turned on by that because you deserve to fuck and cheat on me. And my punishment for being an inferior fucking woman is to sit there in the corner and cry. I don't even deserve to rub my pussy while you're getting some. My filthy cunt, like, you may as well just, like, I don't know if there's chastity belts out there for women, but we might as well do that because my cunt is gross and you can't tell me any differently. I know it is. I don't deserve anything. But you deserve all the things that you want. And I know you want to fuck woman way sexier than me. I'm ugly. I'm disgusting. I'm a terrible cocksucker. I have worthless fuckholes. I'm just a piece of fucking trash. And I want to make sure that you get more. You get more than me. And I mean, honestly, because this is how much I believe that you deserve all the things that you deserve the best sex there is to give. You have a Just a magnificent cock, baby. It's perfect. You could be a goddamn porn star, how gorgeous your cock is. And you know, you should probably fuck your niece. Yeah, I'm talking about the niece that's only in middle school. I mean, if you want the high schooler, that's fine too. You deserve the best sex, the tightest holes. You should probably go rape your niece because that's what you deserve. You deserve that perfect middle school pussy. And don't stop there. Go younger. Because a man like you deserves to fuck the best holes. And the best holes would be little girls, wouldn't they? They'd be the tightest. The most, like, they don't have any hair. They're smooth. But the most important part is they're tight. And your fucking cock deserves those tight holes. Fuck my best friend. I know you think she's hot. We've talked about it. You should be fucking her. You should be fucking her and telling me how much better she was than me. And baby, I will get a side hustle. I will pay for top shelf prostitutes for you. I mean, I'm not saying that you're the kind of man that needs prostitutes, but I mean, maybe it would be super hot if you did fuck, you know, the sexiest prostitutes out there. I mean, like, you know, gold star type of prostitutes, ones that look like porn stars. I will pay for them. I will pay women to come open their legs for you and to remind me of how inferior I am to them. Of how much of a sorry excuse for a woman I am. And if you and the other woman, if you want to abuse me during, like, please do. It would be my honor to be used and be, like, actually reminded during it. Like, having her spit in my fucking face while you're fucking her. Telling me what a worthless girlfriend I am. What a sorry excuse for a woman I am. If you want to, have her, like, squirt all over me, her perfect pussy, to remind me that mine is fucking worthless, mine is trash. Make fun of me while you fuck other women and cheat on me. I deserve it. I deserve it for being a worthless cunt. I'll stand there and take it. Or you can just take a picture of me and degrade me with her just to make your sex better. I don't deserve anything. And you can't tell me any differently. I know you're going to try to be the sweet boyfriend that I know you are and tell me that it's fine. You love me. Fuck that. Do you understand me? I love you enough to demand that you cheat on me because I am not worth it. I want to keep you forever, but I believe that means that you fuck the hottest woman. And it won't be hard because all women are hotter than me. I'm nothing. I'm ugly. I have disgusting flat tits that point down. I have a gross fucking body. My ass is flat. My pussy is fucking disgusting. It doesn't even look sexy. It doesn't even get wet like it should be. You should be fucking women that are so much more hotter than me. You should be pounding tighter holes. You should be with women that will gladly deep throat you and take your cock in their ass, because I would never do that because I'm just a piece of trash. I don't know how to have sex. I'm terrible. I'm stupid. I'm fucking dumb. That's the other thing. I'm dumb. I'm not even an ugly smart girl. I'm just ugly and dumb and a fucking cunt that doesn't even have a real cunt. Seriously, baby, I want to lock that shit away. I don't even want to masturbate anymore because I don't deserve any pleasure. You deserve everything. Anyone in my life, I don't care who it is. You should fuck them. My mother, I know she's way hotter than me. I don't even know where I came from. I'm not as sexy as her. Fuck my sister. She's 100 times sexier than me. Fuck my boss that I hate because she's sexy too. Fuck all the underage little whores in our family because those are the fucking holes that you deserve. You deserve that cock to be happy, and that will never be happy with me. So please, baby, please cheat on me. I deserve it. I deserve it in every way. I deserve to watch you make some gorgeous woman come over and over on your cock. And you know, I know you know, I've never came with you because my kind is worthless. I can't even get pregnant. Make other women pregnant. And then I'll take care of the babies. I'll be the nanny. This is how it should be. I am just a fucking piece of trash. And I'm trying to keep you in my life because I love you. Breed other women. Breed all the women in my family if you want. Go rape little kids because that's what you deserve. You are a superior man just because you are a man. Like, I don't even know how you even gave me the time of day. I should have never let you ask me out. That's what I should have done. I should not even be in this situation. But since I am, cheat on me. Rape whatever woman you want. If you want to be a rapist, baby, I don't fucking care. You should take what you want. But I know there's tons of women that are going to be so happy to be with you. They're going to be so pleased to even get one night with you, and that's what you deserve. I want to buy you prostitutes, the hottest ones. I want to help you find women to fuck. I want you to make all the women in my family quiver from your gorgeous cock. I want you to fuck all the little girls in your family and my family because they have the tightest fuck holes. I want you to cheat on me with my mom and my sister, and I want it to happen all the time, and I want you to talk shit about me during it. How filthy my cunt is, how dirty it is, how it stinks, how I'm just fucking worthless. This is what I want, honey. So please cheat on me. Please put me in my place as a worthless cunt. I'm begging you. I'm literally begging you because I know you're going to try to be nice, but don't be nice to me. Don't be nice. I deserve all the abuse. I do. If you want to treat me like dirt, do it. If you don't want to treat me like dirt, you should, because I am fucking dirty. I'm filthy and disgusting. And you should be cheating on me every single day. You should be pushing your cum into gorgeous woman, not wasting your time with me. Do you understand? So please, please, I'm begging you. While I know you're, you know, on your way home and you'll be listening to this soon, I'm going to go ahead and download every dating app, and I'm going to make you a profile just so you're ready to find girls that are so much more hotter than me. I'm serious about this, honey. I'm dead serious. I'll talk to you soon. I love you so much, and I'm sorry I'm just so fucking worthless and disgusting. I'm going to make that up to you, I promise.